Hare Krishna Nama Om Vishnu Hare Krishna Isaya Bhutale Samati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinnamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nurevi Sesa Sanyavadi Pastachari Satari Om Agena Timirandasya Genandana Shurakaya Chakshura Malitam Janatasmai Sri Gauravi Namaha Sri Chaitanya, Mano Vishtam Sapitam Dena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadama Yambadachi, Sarapadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita, Vedadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yaho Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vasudeva Kutum Pakam. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, we know Lord Brahma, the first created being in the universe, was born from a lotus flower grown from the navel of Vishnu, Garbhodakasai Vishnu. So Lord Brahma was born from Lord Vishnu. And from Lord Brahma, he performed severe austerities to please Lord Krishna so he could be empowered to populate the universe. After performing severe austerity, Lord Krishna was very pleased with him and gave him blessing to create. So from Brahma, all the Prajapatis came, and Krishna and Lord Brahma gave them the service to procreate. Society like the Prajapatis, technically called Prajapatis, a progenitors, Daksha, Kardama Muni, and many others. So, in turn, they also underwent severe austerities and produced many children. Kardama Muni had 9 daughters and a son who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Kapildev. So these 9 daughters of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, Lord Brahma specifically came and made arrangement for their marriage. And each of the girls were given to different sages who started procreating. From their procreation, the universe became filled with living entities. So, everyone, all living entities today, are all coming from Lord Brahma. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Lord Krishna, He declared in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya parabha, mata sarvam parabhatati, itti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava saman bhita. Aham bija prada bhita, sarva yoni sukante ya, aham bija prada bhita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. And then another place he said, all living entities are my eternal parts and person. All living, not some entities, all living entities. Sarva Dehinam. all embodied souls come from Krishna. So Vasudeva Kutumbakam, we are all Krishna's children, the children of Vasudeva. So we are in the Vasudeva family. No one is exceptional. We are all children of one father, Vasudeva. Now, Vasudeva means one who exists in everything, one who exists in everything, everywhere, and witnesses everything. There is nothing which is beyond him, Vasudeva. So we are his children. Therefore, Krishna naturally claims all of us, that we are his part and parcel. Either one is directly a devotee or indirectly a devotee, we are all Krishna's children. I say that is, he said that in Bhagavad Gita, all are following my path in all respect. Yes, we know that some are following directly, or some of us realize how we are all Krishna's children. We are from Krishna's family. Some realize that and they are faithfully appreciating that by devoting themselves to the service of Krishna. A majority of us does not know that we are from one father and one mother. All living entities are from one mother and from one father. No one is exception. So the racial discrimination that we have, it is due to ignorance. As someone is born America, in Japan, in India, Africa, Australia, everywhere in the world. This is my family members, and those are not my family members. All this ignorance, because we are talking of our limited family members, but we're not looking at the total family members. We're looking at things in a myopic way. We don't look at things in a broader sense of things. So it is not surprising that those who Tattva-vidhā, those who know the absolute, those who know the truth, the Tattva-vidhās, it is not surprising that for the Tattva-vidhās, they don't look at things in a myopic way, the way as we see, and consider a few personalities to be our family members while others are not. And then in this way, we create enmity towards other entities out of ignorance. So we see how the sages at Namasaraya are asking Sutta Goswami, what do you ascertain to be the ultimate good for the whole world, for the all living entities? This is magnanimity. This is broad-mindedness. They are not asking, what do you suggest? What do you recommend to be the solution to my problem? They are asking Sutta Goswami, because they're seeing the whole world as a family, just one village, and eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are asking, what do you ascertain to be the ultimate goal for the whole world? Because they are seeing everyone as a family. Then we see Vidura asking Maitreya Muni a question about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Maitreya Muni replying, oh, Mahatma Vidura, the answer to your questions are beneficial for the whole world. You have asked a question. You are just sitting with me here, and you are asking a question which is beneficial for the whole world. The question is just not just about you. The question is just about the whole world, because your question has connection with Krishna, and the answer to this question is for the whole world. Magnanimity. Why is he asking this question? Maitreya Muni told him, only a person like this can ask this question. This question you ask purifies the whole world, including myself who is going to speak. The question is beneficial for you who asked the question, beneficial for me who is going to speak, beneficial for the whole world, those who are going to hear. The question is Loka Mangala, because it is Krishna Samprashna. So Vasudeva Kutumbakam. It's a fact, it's a broad way of looking at things, a broad way of seeing the whole world as one community, so that we can really understand things as they are, to take out of our ignorance, to take out our ignorance and replace it with reality. Yes, similar thing took place when the Maharanimi and Karabajan Muni met. Karabajan Muni was, he came to visit Maharanimi, and Nimi was telling him, "My dear sage, before he came, and I was thinking about something. What can be done for the whole world?" That was the topic of their discussion. And when also Lord Shiva went to meet Lord Vishnu, Vaikuntha, what was he asking? He was asking, Lord Shiva was asking Lord Vishnu, the present situation is terrible. It is beyond my ability. So I am requesting your Lordship to come down. It is only you that can do something. What is Lordship asking? The whole living entity are suffering. What is the solution for the people in Kali? What is the solution? The sages in the Master are asking, Lord Krishna has gone to his abode along with religion and knowledge. Where has religion now gone for shelter? For the living entities, what is the solution for the whole living world, for the living entities? And then they are discussing this. So Lord Shiva invited Mahavishnu to come. And by his request, Vachita Mahaprabhu came, my daughter Chara came, and I brought their entourage with them to propagate the cult of Krishna consciousness for the whole world, just to benefit the whole world. They come, they came, and they taught the system, a universal system, because they are not just seeing things the way we see things. They are seeing things differently because of their perception. The perception is very, very high. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he came to Haridas Thakura and he said, "My dear Haridas, I came to deliver the whole world." He didn't say, "I have come to deliver some particular country, some particular race." He said, "I came to deliver the whole world, and I have done that to the human beings. What about the plants, the trees, and the insects, and the beasts? How am I going to deliver them?" Shri Lanamatari Haridas Thakura said, "My dear Lord, we have already done that. When you chanted Hare Krishna, there was an echo. That was the chanting from the trees, the plant, and the habitat. All living entities have been delivered because of the loud chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna." That is a vision. And those who have this vision are magnanimous entities. The six Goswamis, what is there? Sridevas Acharya is glorifying them. "I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhattar Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principle for the whole world. Establishing eternal religious principle for the whole world. For that purpose, they made a lot of sacrifice for the whole world. So Srinivas Acharya is glorifying them, magnanimous entity. They are making a lot of sacrifice just to save the world, because they are seeing that all living entities, Krishna claimed them to be his part and parcel. All living entities are my part and parcel, eternally, not sometimes. So pure devotee, they see everything inanimate or animate to be eternally and consciously related with Krishna. Yes, everything animate or inanimate, eternally and consciously related with Krishna. That is the vision of Lord Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was he did meditation at the bank of River Saraswati. What did he see? He saw the whole spiritual world, he saw the material world, he saw everything, the whole universe, everything together. What did he see? That they are eternally related with Krishna. Therefore, it is not surprising that great personalities like Ranti Dev, they will rule the world, and other great, powerful leaders of the past. In Bhagavatam, it is said that Ranti Dev, he saw every living entity to be eternally and consciously connected with Krishna. Therefore, he engaged everyone in his kingdom, in the service of Krishna. But he didn't see them to be another Krishna. He saw all of us to be Krishna's eternal servant. Everything to be related with Krishna. And he uses everything like that. Prithu Maharaj. He ruled the citizen exactly as if everyone are his children. Yes, that is the vision. That's the vision that we are in Vasudev family. Everyone, including the lower beings, the animals, the plant and trees, and all Krishna's eternal children. So we can cultivate this consciousness of seeing the whole world to be Krishna's property. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Prabhava. Aham Sarvasya. Here, Lord Krishna said, I am the owner of both the spiritual world and the material. Iti matva bhajantam, those who knows this perfectly well, Buddha Bhava Samanvita, they will worship me with one-pointed attention. They will worship me with one-pointed attention. Their attention will never be deviated. Those who knows iti matva bhajantam. Those who knows this, they worship me with one-pointed attention. Those who knows this, they uses everything for my service without their personal interest. It's all question of this is Maya or this is not Maya. Those who knows this, they see everything as Christian's property, and they use everything in Christian service without their personal interest. That's perfect vision. Or seeing the whole world as one family of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. That's the vision. Not just understanding theoretically that the whole world is Krishna's one family and act differently. That's not perfect Krishna consciousness. Perfect Krishna consciousness means that we know and we act based on that knowledge, that everything belongs to Krishna, everything Krishna's property, and everything should be used in Krishna's service. That is the vision of a person who has the realization that We are all family members of Lord Krishna. That's a perfect claim. We should follow it. Let us follow it to be for our own benefit. We follow it. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. It's a wonderful realization, it's a wonderful vision. It is not common for people to have this kind of awareness, realization, or knowledge. And we are all one family. And then back home, we have been told, and we can see that Srila Prabhupada had the same vision, had the same consciousness, had the same thing. And because he had that vision, he constructed, he built, established a house in which everyone can live in. Not just one person. If you go to Mayapur, you can see this in reality. The whole world coming together in one place, happily, not fighting, but the whole world come together in one house, happily, and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is amazing. This is wonderful. And we cannot sufficiently glorify the Prabhupada for this unequaled service to the humanity. That's his vision. And this is one of the numerous reasons why Srila Prabhupada succeeded in establishing Krishna consciousness. And he sees everyone to be Krishna's children. And he preached the same philosophy everywhere in India, in America, in Europe, in Africa, everywhere Prabhupada went. He presented the same thing. We are not the body. We are eternal servant to Krishna. The same philosophy he preached everywhere. Didn't change anything. Whether he preached something here, different, and preached something different. The same thing everywhere. That is perfect nature of a pure devotee. And he sees everything in connection with Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada see things the way Krishna see things. They don't see things differently. The way Christians see things, that is the same way Srila Prabhupada see things. Christians see all are my part and parcel. So Prabhupada saw the same way. All are Christians' part and parcel. Therefore, let me use all the part and parcel for the service of the whole. Special, Srila Prabhupada. Kijai. Special. Wonderful. Pure. Is a living example of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Perfect example. You can see that by his activity, by his philosophy, and everything. He lived that perfect example of one who sees things to be eternally and consciously related with Vasudev. That is his family. Therefore, he engages everything in the service of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, because that is his vision. So he constructed a house that will contain everyone. The whole world can live in Prabhupada's shelter, because he is connected with the supreme shelter of Sri Krishna. And therefore, he made this wonderful arrangement for all of us. In Bombay, he told devotees. Devotees were telling him, "Srila Prabhupada, this we have. We are offering you this house, this wonderful house, the quarter we are offering to you." So Prabhupada looked around the whole facility, and looked back at the devotees, and he said, "I have given it to you. It is for you. It is not for me. I am going. I simply came to prepare place for you. Seeing how we are suffering, all of you are suffering, the material here, and Krishna sent me to come and establish a shelter for all of you to be sheltered. That is my duty. I have done that. I am going." Prabhupada did not carry anything away. He didn't take anything. He came to give everything. And after giving everything, he just simply walked out. Although still monitoring and protecting and guiding all of us who are under his shelter. He's alive eternally in our life. So it should be understood that we are all Krishna's family members. We're all Krishna family members, all. And when we see things in this way, when we see things in this way and act on this platform, we become mature devotees who will be empowered by these wonderful acharyas, so we can perfectly represent them and see that what they have given to us remains intact for others to come and take shelter. We don't have to dilute it. Have to give it as it is, because that is what has been given to us. Well, we our duty is to simply pass it on. That's our duty, like a postman. Don't have to take the letter. The letter has to be delivered with the recipient. That's our duty. So, dear devotees, wonderful association, sharing how we all belong to Krishna's family, and we shouldn't worry for anything. For Krishna is connected with this movement, and he's seeing everything, and he's taking care of us. We simply have to realize that, yes, we're under his shelter, and follow what's been given to us, and we'll get there by their mercy. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the topic.
My question is, we can understand the other people who are non-devotees, like they have forgotten this fact of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So, but
Yes.
even though devotees who are chanting and who are there in a movement from long, long years, still sometimes feels like they have also forgotten this motto of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So why this so like?
That's good. One wonderful question.
Yeah.
One way to look at this is that we should know that Krishna consciousness is working. And because Krishna consciousness is working, our input shows. If we are putting in low quality input, it will show that we'll be in a movement for years and still will not be able to understand or to realize that we are all children from the same father, the same mother, and our external discrimination has nothing to do with the reality. That's one way to look at it, that we our input is not enough. And because Krishna consciousness is so strong, so powerful, and beyond the material, we cannot cheat, we cannot artificially jump. And everything will show that we are not making enough effort in our practice. The second way to look at this, how someone has been in the movement for years, and still, I've said it many times that majority of devotees are still on the body. We look at the quality of the dhoti or sari someone is wearing. We look at the quality of the shoe, the watch the person is wearing. We look at the quality of our electronic gadget. We look at this is seriously on the body. And also we look at the color of the body which we have. These are really degrading consciousness, that after so many years, we still have this kind of mindset. And also, someone has been in the movement for years, and still, we're still bewildered. We're still feeling lonely. We are still acting exactly like wouldn't have no connection with this movement, with this knowledge, this high philosophy. It's surprising, it's amazing that we see this thing happen. She helped us to understand that to be in a movement and follow whatever regulatory principle we have to follow is not sufficient. It's not enough. To be a devotee of Christian consciousness is not an ordinary thing. And it's not a simple thing just to be a devotee. I want a chance to sit around, I want to keep the four regulatory principles or do some service. It's not enough. We should understand that we have to go deeper to see that we are sufficiently stimulating our mind in Krishna consciousness. If we're not doing that, it will show that we've been in a movement for years and we're still in your fight, still seeing things on the bodily platform, not seeing beyond. So Krishna consciousness is beautiful, it is sweet, wonderful, that somebody can come in a very few years and is advancing like anything, having wonderful realizations, more than someone having a movement for years and is still a neophyte devotee. It helps us to also understand how Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada did not name this society a Gaudiya Math. He came from Gaudiya Math. He didn't call it Society of Gaudiya Math. He named it International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why he did that? Because the society for becoming Krishna conscious, the society for making us be conscious of Krishna, which is our original culture, the culture of the soul, is that we are eternally Krishna conscious. At the present moment, for some, that consciousness is covered by material desires. But it can be removed and can come back again to our original nature by the practice of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is powerful that any person from anywhere can become purified if you follow the system systematically, scrutinizingly, sincerely, with the whole of our heart, the whole of our body, with the whole of our senses. If you practice it sincerely under the guidance of an expert bona fide spiritual master, whoever, no matter our qualities, will become a pure devotee. And if we don't follow it like that, we'll not become a pure devotee. So in this movement, one cannot cheat. Or rather, we can only cheat ourselves. That our low quality input make us to remain neophyte devotee after so many years. So it's wonderful for us to see this. Therefore, there is a need for these issues to be addressed so one can see where we are. All right.
Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.